It's Monday, June 5th, 2023. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head.
20 years next May.
20 years is a long time.
Wow, that's a long time.
The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
You've been saying that for near 20 years.
You think that's a long time?
That's a long time, trust me.
My name's Daniel.
I've been doing this for a long time, for 20 years.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
I get like words making sounds in my head, but I don't come out.
Incredible way to open up this, or really any episode of The Sounds in My Head. That was The Royal Headache from Sydney, Australia, doing their song High. Came off their album by the same name, High. I think I played that song, you know, a long time ago when it was new, probably 2015, something like that. And I love that song so much. I still listen to it periodically. And every time it comes on, I think I should just put this on my show. This song is so good. Everyone should just be forced to listen to this. I think especially when it's like summertime and you're outside on a bike ride and you want that energy. It's just, it's like pumping, jumping, thumping. Love it. Kind of has like a similar to the Vaccines. This like contemporary Ramones vibe or something. Love it. Super into the Royal Headache and High. The rest of their music, kind of forgettable, but High, man, that is a super standout. Love it. Okay, speaking of things I love, the whole episode here, chock full of stuff I love. It's going to be a random mix. This is a weird episode. Just brace yourselves. Royal Headache, starting things off, pivoting. Now we're just no more of that. That's the only thing like that on this episode. Now we're going to turn to Rhett Miller from Austin, Texas, formerly of the Old 97s, and I think still of the Old 97s, because when I was like looking for links for this episode, I realized that they're on tour early. Like gonna be on tour soon, so presumably they're not touring without Rhett, because he was like, you know, vocals and stuff, they kind of need him, so I guess he's with them too. But he also has a new record. It's called The Misfit, and we're gonna hear two songs from it. This is Rhett Miller, not the Old 97s, and so it's a little different. It's less country, and he's kind of picked up some synth and stuff. It's pretty cool. I like it better than a lot of his other solo releases. This is newest. I think he got divorced, I'm just guessing. based on this first song we're going to hear. It's called Go Through You, You being Hell, and it's quite a number. I think it's really good. And then the song Fascination, also from this new The Misfit record. And then, just for old time's sake, we're going to hear the first song I ever heard by the old 97s way back in the 90s in Dallas when they were a local band, and they got played on like the local radio show, or maybe they're on some local music compilation or something. Saint Ignatius is the name of the song from their record Hitchhike to Rome. We're going to hear that next. So first, Rhett Miller, Go Through You and Fascination from his new record The Misfit. Then the old 97s with Saint Ignatius from their record Hitchhike to Rome. Where else but right here on this increasingly throwback mixed with new stuff Sounds in My Head podcast.
Worse, what if maybe dug a hole inside of me. Can't get no rest. I'm obsessed. I can't believe you left, but you won't leave. This is fascination. This is fascination, fascination. Now there's two of you, the one I never knew. Stretched on the beach in the sun, out of reach. The one I know well, in hell, ghost in the house, and she's never moving out. This is fascination. This is fascination, fascination.
Get it right. reminisce. Things we said today don't matter. No one could care less. We're just shadows, just as Plato, it was all a dream. I've had it with Dallas, let's burn down the palace, yeah. I'll bring the kerosene. I could save this song if I just sang real loud tonight. I can't find the words to make it right, to make it right.
Go build up. You better know my dress is torn. You have a black eye you got from the giving kind. But your coat is big and I am warm. I'll ask if I can walk you on home. Gray like the gravel under our shoes that scatters and clarify. Simple as something of a mystery. No longer making sense to me. drive, and you told me you'll never survive. Grab your mother's keys, we're leaving. You always seem so sure that one day we'd be fighting in a suburban war. You're part of town against mine, I saw you standing on the opposite shore. But by the time the first bombs fell, we were already born. We were already, already born. So hard, but in my dreams we're still screaming, running through the yard, and all of the walls that they built in the 70s finally fall, and all of the houses they built in the 70s finally fall. Nothing at all, it meant nothing. Sometimes I can't believe. Sometimes I can't believe it. I'm moving past the feeling into the rain. So can you understand? I want a daughter while I'm still young. I want to hold her hand, show her some beauty before this damage is done. But if it's too much to ask, if it's too much to ask, then send me a song. Under the overpass, in the parking lot, we're still waiting. So move your feet from our pavement and into the grass, 'cause it's already past, already past.
That was two songs in a row by Mr. Little Jeans. That's the name of the band. It's a girl. She's actually from Norway, but she lives in Los Angeles. And that was, we heard a couple songs, Rescue Song and The Suburbs, a cover of Arcade Fire, came off her record Pocket Knife, which isn't new, but it was new to me. I only heard about it late last year, I think. Super love that cover of The Suburbs. And the whole album, it's kind of good. It's got some good songs on it and some other interesting stuff. So check out Mr. Little Jeans, which apparently, I'm surprised I don't get this reference. Somehow it's a reference to Rushmore. I didn't look it up, but if you know how Mr. Little Jeans is a reference to Rushmore, let me know and I'll appreciate it. Okay. Turning the tables now, like just going in a totally other direction. You may remember some time ago, I made a couple of special episodes that were all about Exotica music. I was so excited about these episodes. I think my excitement was equally matched by everyone who listens' disappointment. I don't know. I think no one liked these episodes. I've gotten more feedback from random non-special episodes than I got for these special episodes I put a lot of work into. So I was so excited about this Exotica music, new Exotica music and old Exotica. No one gave a shit. Everyone's just like, what? Who? Why are you listening to this? I don't know. Heard nothing. Not going to prevent me from doubling down. So here's the deal. Combustible Edison, one of my, you know, all-time favorite bands, hasn't made new music in a very long time. They released a new album. Now, granted, it's not like a new album of new music. It's an album of old demos, but it's like their original demos from before they released anything. So a lot of the stuff from their first album and some other kind of rare B-sides and things, and then a bunch of stuff they never released before as well. So we're going to hear two of the demos that have never been released before, Pavilion and The Best Is Yet to Come. And they're both off this new record, Forbidden Isle of Demos. And it's just so good. I mean, I don't know. I love Combustible Edison so much. Maybe nobody else does, but I do. So you're going to have to listen to it, or you can just skip ahead. But then you're going to be disappointed as well. Another thing that's interesting about it is getting to listen to Liz Cox, the vocalist for Combustible Edison. She hasn't really figured out her signature Combustible Edison voice yet, so she just kind of sounds like a normal singer some of the time, which is kind of interesting to hear. She sings on The Best Is Yet to Come. So without further ado, Combustible Edison, Forbidden Isle of Demos, pick it up. We're going to hear Pavilion and The Best Is Yet to Come right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Day, oh mine, face. Wait till I draw you near. Wait till you see that sunshine place. There's nothing like it here. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. The best is yet to come.
Thank you. will hear, which isn't hard, that they ask what she does. She proudly says she's a musician.
And then, of course, they ask, like, what do you play? And then it's like, I whistle. And, you know, I know people don't really understand what that means most of the time.
This is what that means. It's not a whistle while you work kind of trifle. For her, whistling is work.
Have a great evening.
I think it's quite special to people, the sound of whistling, because it's human, but it's a difficult path, the path of the whistler.
But it sounds like you were originally just doing it more or less for fun.
Yeah, no. I was not getting into whistling for the big bucks.
She told us her parents were the ones who helped foster her pitch-perfect pucker.
They definitely encouraged it. They got me into this in some ways. It's their fault.
Because they knew you had a talent for it, or just a passion for it? Or both, I guess.
I mean, yeah, both. They're not like stage parents, though. They weren't trying to kind of, you know, make me a star or anything. It's taken me a while to kind of feel confident with saying, like, I'm a whistler, this is what I'm doing. You know, it's still something that I can't really believe is happening.
Thank you.
All right, let's catch up one last time. After Combustible Edison back there, we heard four songs by Molly Lewis from two different releases because it just went so well with Combustible Edison. So Molly Lewis is from Australia, but she lives in Los Angeles and makes kind of contemporary exotica music where there's no vocals, but it's all whistling. And I just thought that was so fascinating. And I love the songs, every song. I don't think she has a single song she's released that I didn't give at least four stars. I love all of her music. I didn't hear of her until probably last autumn or something. But since then, I've just doubled down, picked up all the releases. It's all super good. So we heard four songs. We heard Island Spell, which I felt like was the most Combustible Edison-y on her debut record, The Forgotten Edge. And then we heard Oceanic Feeling, which is like just an exquisite song off that Forgotten Edge release. And then we heard two songs from her newer album called Mirage. We heard Miracle Fruit and Dolphinese. And man, did I mention how into Molly Lewis I am? She's like my new favorite or something for weird, cool music. Really great stuff right there. I hope you liked all that as much as I did. Probably not based on the reaction I got to my Exotica episodes, but whatever. I hope you've seen the light because it's really good. Okay, finishing up this episode with one more that felt like it just went with the others, right? It's not Exotica, but it's just like late 50s, early 60s. It's like lounge kind of vibes. Anyway, it's Kay Johnson. I think she's from New York or Connecticut or something. She was actually James Cromwell's mother. You know, she's a famous actress, but she was also James Cromwell's mom. So James Cromwell, like the farmer from Babe and a million other things. Anyway, we're going to hear a song from a 7-inch of hers called Walk Through the Valley. And it just seems like it goes with Molly Lewis and Combustible Edison. Kay Johnson, Walk Through the Valley, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Once I walked
does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Balcony for Two by Molly Lewis, Rotisserie by Combustible Edison, and Mirage by Molly Lewis. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com, where you can also follow me on social media or look for a link to Spotify, where you can find a playlist for season 20, that is this season of The Sounds of My Head. Every time I release an episode, I put the songs from the episode into a playlist, that playlist, season 20 playlist on Spotify. You can just listen to all the songs that I play on the show right there without having to listen to me talk. Sounds pretty great. We'll see you again in a couple of weeks with an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.
That'll do, Pig. That'll do.